Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good evening and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host, and we are talking about supernatural experiences and how to approach them, how to ask for them, and then what to do with them once you are experiencing them. And it's not, again, it's not that you're not already involved in the supernatural realm. It's you are not experiencing it in your consciousness, in your awareness. So we're not trying to get something to happen. It's already happening. Instead, we are cooperating with God in order to learn how to use the senses that we already have to perceive. Again, that great example where the prophet's out being chased by the army and he knows, he has the confidence that he's well defended, but his servant is all upset. And he prays, the prophet prays that God would open his eyes. And his eyes are opened, and he sees the army of God. And it's not that the army of God wasn't there before. He just needed his eyes opened. And you and I, that's what we need, is our senses tuned to what is already going on in the supernatural realm. We will not only be having our senses tuned so we can perceive what is going on in the supernatural realm, but our ultimate responsibility will be to interact and be involved in what is going on in the supernatural realm. You are here on this earth to learn to rule and reign and exercise the authority that God has already placed within you, according to his time and his training and the projects that he assigns to you and to each one of us. It's not just to know, it's not just to learn, it's not just so you can teach others, or that it's cool, or that your questions will be answered, but so that you can learn to live as a spirit being. In him we live and move and have our being. The spirit realm, which you and I are now spirit beings, has full authority over the supernatural realm. So to ignore the supernatural realm and just let it go about its business is to reject who God says you are. So we don't want to take this lightly, but we want to take it in proportion to the training that God has for us. In other words, don't feel pressure, but do accept this as something you're going to have to learn. And of course, along what goes along with this is our increased ability to hear God's voice for ourselves and have confidence to hear God's voice for ourselves. When Jesus told Peter to get out of that boat. Peter had already recognized who it was who was telling him that. He just didn't come out with it and say, oh, there's some guy telling me that's floating out on the water, and he's telling me to come and take this risk. He knew who was telling him. So it's our opportunity to act on what we are told, not based on does what we are told make sense? Does it line up with what our beliefs are? Does it this, that, or the other thing? It's evaluated based on who is telling us. So we need that confidence, and God knows you need that confidence. At some point in time, we will likely talk about what faith really is. It's substance, not wishing, not hoping. It's confidence. So we're not talking about you using your imagination or trying to believe, repeat until a prayer or get into an emotional state of any kind. You will have, odds are, some level of emotional response and active response and mental response. But that is not what is going to be driving us. Our desire is to experience the eternal life in our soul and in our body that we are already experiencing in our spirit. So we talked last week about four keys to experiencing the supernatural. First, to ask the Lord to create in you a hunger and a thirst. Then ask the Lord to help you to overcome any apprehensions and to answer any questions you may have. Then ask the Lord to bring others into your life with whom you can share experiences. In other words, somebody you can go through this with. Ask the Lord to reveal himself objectively. The Lord sharpens our discernment for this very reason. Just as we trust what we see, taste, and touch with our physical senses, we want to get to that point where what we are experiencing in the supernatural, we trust that just as much. The Lord wants us to have that same confidence of its realness. So, what are some examples of supernatural experiences? And we just want to start whetting our appetite or getting your desires up in the forefront, because the Lord is going to draw you to him. He doesn't drive us. He draws us. And as we move forward, it's by no means an attempt to be exhaustive, or we're not going to give one area an intentional short shrift over another area. We're going to follow what the Lord wants to talk about. So don't read anything into our time together. This is why it's so important that you set aside time to be with him so that he can teach you what he wants you to know. And then again, it's great to have you come back and share with us what he's teaching you. But again, the goal is, are you hearing from him? He may not want you to share. That might be something he wants to be teaching you, how to keep your mouth shut. You know, is something valuable only for what it's worth in someone else's eyes? If God gives you a really cool revelation, is that good enough? Or do you have to share it for it to be valuable? So here are some examples of supernatural experiences. We're going to be looking at physical, natural manifestations and soulical, supernatural manifestations. Our goal is to begin to objectively look at some of the categories that the Lord's supernatural expressions commonly fall into. This is just a way of looking at things. This is not something the Lord says, okay, now before you can experience this supernatural experience, you have to know what category it falls into. It's a way of looking at it. And if you have another way of looking at it, if you have another frame of reference, if God teaches you something different, or if just something is easier for you to understand that you've already learned elsewhere, or you run across in another teaching, or just out of your own comfort level, as long as it brings you into dependence on hearing from God, it's great. As long as you're not strengthening your own abilities to do whatever on your own strength, on your soulical strength, it's totally up to God how he wants to teach you. One experience is not more valuable than another. It is up to the Lord himself to make any determination of what experience we should have at any given time. And it depends on our moment-by-moment unique relationship with him and his plans for us today. He knows what your tomorrow holds, and he wants to have you ready. You don't need to know what tomorrow holds. He may tell you, he may not. But he knows, and spiritually, you do know. But you will be ready. Sometimes things happen where we go, okay, if I'd just known it was coming, in your spirit, you did. We often think that knowing God, depending on him, everything will go right in their lives. And one of the reasons they don't is to prove that that's not from God. The rain falls on the just and the unjust. It has no reflection on you, on how much eternal life you hold, on your value to God. Things happen. And you knew about them when you signed up to come down to this earth. So he has plans for you. We can expect, though, that we will probably not experience exactly what someone else has experienced. And God does that so we don't relate more to the experience or the other person, but God himself. In other words, when you think about all the different miracles Jesus did, he never repeated himself. And yet, what do we try to do? We go, okay, oh, this is how you feed 1,000 people. This is how you do this. Since Jesus did this, when he prayed for this, this is how this happened. So we need to follow this, that he is the pattern. Well, he is. And the pattern is that each situation is unique. You have to go to the Father. You have to be doing what the Father is doing. That's the pattern. It's not spitting and rubbing mud in someone's eyes in this situation, and speaking a word and sending healing to the centurion's daughter in another situation. the whole idea is don't figure out which situation you spit in mud and which situation you send the word. That's not the challenge. The challenge is, in that situation, and is different than the other situation because that's what God wanted it to be. And all Jesus was doing was what his Father told him to do. Well, you and I have that same Father. And you and I can hear just as clearly as Jesus did. So we are following that pattern of being taught by the Father. And even our understanding of what God was trying to get through, when we talk about Father and Son and Holy Ghost, that is even up to a learning curve. Our mind tries to connect with God, and God being so beyond our understanding, we have tried to categorize this is what God must be like. But we want to allow him to reveal himself any way he chooses. And this is why we approach this whole subject based on our relationship with him. That our desire for supernatural experiences will more than anything enhance our desire to be with him. And this is why, for me, for our focus here, we consider supernatural experiences and desiring and pursuing those experiences and that knowledge and that understanding as we describe them as desiring the Lord's visits, the Lord's encounters with God in a different way than we have before. That where we seek him and he reveals himself. When we speak of the Lord's visits, we are referring to the ways in which the Lord makes himself personally known, either to our natural or supernatural senses. Remember, your spirit already fully knows him in every way, shape, and form. So it's our supernatural senses and our natural senses that are being provoked and perfected. Now, he does this for a variety of reasons, but it will always be to draw attention to himself, not the manner of his revealing. When he's knocking on the door to get your attention, don't be distracted by the knocking on the door. When you are having dreams, when an angel comes with a telegram from the throne of God, don't get distracted by the means of the revealing, of the communication, of the getting your attention. Go right to, Lord, is that you? What do you want to say? Ask the Lord. Don't assume you know how to interpret or respond. And in the beginning, he may teach you, okay, I'm going to start showing myself to you in this area, and this is what I want you to do when I do that. For instance, write it down. But then there may come a time when he says, now stop writing it down. I want it to become so real in your life that you don't need to. And sometimes he will explain himself, sometimes he won't. But we don't look to others to explain what he is doing in our lives when he says, wait. If he doesn't tell you what's going on, odds are you don't know, need to know. Now, he may bring someone into your life and say, this is what's really going on in your in this experience. This is what you're learning. And this is why we want to share some things. Because we're all in this together. In spirit, we are already all one. But the goal is the change that God wants to make in our soul, in our body. So we start with physical manifestations. Natural manifestations. God may choose to make himself known in ways that are apparent to the natural senses. Sight, hearing, taste, touch, and smell. And pretty much the way I look at it, and you can come up with your own way of simplifying things, but whether it's a natural manifestation or a supernatural manifestation, I, for myself, categorize anything that God does or anything that's going on that gets my attention as his knocking. He's knocking and wants my attention. Whether it's something else going on, the phone ringing, or a sense of his presence, or an angel with a telegram from the throne of God, it's just his knocking. And the sum of my responsibility is to go to the door and let him in. That's as far as I need to start training myself to keep it from becoming a complex or a heavy weight of responsibility. No, when someone knocks on the door, you get up and you go to the door. That's all we need to start with. He may give you another illustration, but start simple. And that's the first habit you'll learn, is when he's revealing himself, when something is going on, you ask, Lord, is that you? Is that you knocking? Lord, are you trying to get my attention? Is this something I need to give attention to? That's us getting up and going to the door. What do you do when you go to the door when somebody's knocking? You say, who is it? You don't just let anybody in the house. You check, who is it? And then if it's somebody you know or somebody you're expecting, or you make some judgment calls about who you let in. And this is where spending time with him and having your senses tuned to be able to recognize, is this someone you should open the door to? Is this experience something you should let in? So it's fine to ask the Lord to make himself known in the physical, natural manifestations in ways that appeal to your five senses. But even more important is to become habitually aware that he may choose this avenue. In other words, when you start thinking about, okay, any door in your house God could knock on. And maybe even just start thinking that. If you carry your phone around with you, okay, he could call you at any second. Is that okay with you? He could knock on your door any minute. He could tap you on the shoulder any minute. And it's not that we don't go about our daily routine, whether it's work or play or nothing. It's we have an expectation that we are learning to be available. He may choose to train you in one area or spread it out. He may start making demands that, okay, he's going to start coming and getting your attention under the most inopportune circumstances. And we'll talk about some of these and how to handle it. But the point is that he's not intent on embarrassing you and you losing your job. This is not what this is about. This is a training course. So we can go boldly into the training. And that may be an area where you want to talk to him about. If there's fear there or concern, that if you start this process, God's going to put you in situations where you're going to embarrass yourself or there's going to be a price to pay. Well, there may be, but since he draws us, it will always be easier to follow him, to let him in, than to shut him out. So we all have training that we're in right now. And sometimes it's convenient, and sometimes it's not. So a natural manifestation is no more significant or trustworthy than any other way he may make himself known. Take everything, every experience to him, and let him speak to you about it. So that angel that comes with the telegram from the throne of God, that does not necessarily carry any more weight or importance than just an inner knowing. Oh, there's a change coming. I need to be ready for it. What do I need to do? So one of the things we're learning then is how to judge, how to develop judgment. And all judgment is evaluation according to our new spirit character. Is this from God? What do I do with it, Lord? Now, that's not to say that we're supposed to be ambivalent about the experiences. God has a sense of humor. He wants you to enjoy the process. He wants you to live life in joy, whatever that means for you. It may not be emotional, it may be a whole different, according to your temperament, a whole different frame of reference. But whatever it is for you, he wants you to have confidence and enjoy the process. This is not, he's not interested in dragging you kicking and screaming into the wonderful life he has for you. Because the Lord himself is enjoying the process. He's going through it with you. And even though he knows the end from the beginning, he is taking pleasure in the process and enjoying it. So we will also be sharing some experiences that we've had in hopes that they will trigger a thirst and a hunger for some of them or things like them for yourselves, and to start seeing diversity and the simplicity of the ways in which God reveals himself and draws us and communicates. So they're not meant to project a standard or establish guidelines or give any kind of delineation about where I'm coming from at any given time. As far as, okay, I consider this to be a better event, experience, than what you may be experiencing. Each of us has the unique experiences with the Lord that He wants us to have. So this week, I want you to take some time and just start asking the Lord, if there's any particular area that you are interested in, Lord, what do I need to adjust in my life, if anything, in order to start being able to recognize your training, recognize your knocking, and start setting aside time to spend with Him, specifically about having your natural senses tuned. So thanks for tuning in. You can drop me a line at diane@wecanprepare.org. I always appreciate hearing from you. Until next week, have a great day. Again, this is Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio.